We could go on and on.
I mean, Baron von Richthofen, the Red Baron.
Yep.
Okay. when he was shot down, there was a man who became enamored with Richthofen in the 1950s, and he wrote a book about him. And then he wrote two or three other books about Richthofen. You got to remember, in 1950s, veterans from the First World War were very much alive. I mean, they were 75 years old or something, you know. What happened was Richthofen, the day he was killed, that trophy out there, the Kaiser gave him that after he shot down 75 pilots. He eventually shot down 80 pilots before he was killed. It was the most, he was the ace with the biggest kills in the entire war. No one else came close to him. Okay? So Richthofen painted his plane red. He got this reputation, that such a reputation that people were scared shitless of him. He purposefully painted his plane red, because when he was on your ass, it just gave him an edge, because you're, oh, it's the Red Baron, you know, and you're scared shitless.
Wow.
So on this given day, Richthofen, Captain Brown from Canada was in an air squadron, and there was a young fellow who was new. This was his first time in battle. So he told the young guy, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fly high. We're going to be looking for Germans. When we find some, we'll dive down on them. But the first battle, you don't. You stay up here and watch. You observe what's going on so you can learn. And then engage afterwards. The young pilot said, sure, sure. So they take off. They're flying along. And down below, there's a squadron of Germans. So the Canadians all swoop down to attack. This one guy stays up there. And they shoot. And the young kid can't help himself. So he dives right down in, and he shoots at a plane or something. And he's going around, and some bullets start whizzing by him. And he turned around and, look, and that's that freaking red plane. And he knows what it is. He's scared. He doesn't try to outmaneuver the Red Baron to get him, because he knows he can't. He starts going as fast as he can. He dips down close to the earth. He flies all. He's trying his... And the Red Baron is right behind him. And he just can't quite get him in his sights, but he knows he's going to get him sooner or later. Now, the Red Baron had two rules that he lived by. Never fly close to the ground, because they can shoot you. Never fly over enemy lines, because they can shoot you. Stay on your side. Your team won't shoot you. Don't fly close to the ground. Well, this kid, he kept shooting at him and almost getting him. He'd hit the plane, but he wouldn't kill him. And he just was besides himself. He wouldn't break off. And the kid flew over Australian lines, which was Allied lines. And he's down low, and the Red Baron went down to shoot at him. And before he went down, Captain Brown, swooped down, fired a bevy of, and then swooped over. Shortly thereafter, the Red Baron went over some Australian trenches, and he was shot, and he crashed. Well, the story after the battle was that Captain Brown shot him down. Captain Brown said, I didn't get the guy. He said, I missed him. And they said, no, you shot him. Shut your mouth. So I said, all right. So he got the credit for shooting down the Red Baron. In the 1950s, this man is doing research on the Red Baron. He goes to Canada, and they had the seat out of his airplane. And there's a bullet hole right through the bottom of the seat.
Wow.
He interviewed the doctor that did the autopsy. The bullet went right up through here and was in his lung. So there was no question that he was shot.
Wow.
So then what he did was he interviewed all these... He went to Australia and literally found these people. And he talked to one veteran. He said, hi, laddie. He says, we shot him down. And he said, when he crashed, he said, we all rushed out of the trenches. And we got up to the plane and we took mementos. I got a piece of the plane. Here it is. And somebody else had buttons off his... Somebody had his handkerchief that he... Embroidered handkerchief. Somebody had his goggles. They ripped pieces out of the plane. Within a matter of 20 or 30 minutes, the plane was almost nothing but a frame. They took his boots. They took, because everybody wanted a memento. So what happened was, not only did he interview these guys and they give him his version, but they said, yeah, I got a piece of the plane and you want to sell it? Sure. As a piece of canvas with some paint on it. Or here's an altimeter or something like that. So everybody he talked to would send him to somebody else. So he had this whole collection of stuff. He died. The stuff was up in the attic. A lot of people knew about it. And the daughter was kind of funny. And there were raccoons living in the attic and on this stuff and everything. But she wasn't going to... Finally, they convinced her to sell, and I got the stuff. I had his goggles. Okay. The goggles were just deteriorated. I sold them for $50,000. I had his silk handkerchief that was in his pocket at the time. It was so fragile that you could stick your finger through it. That brought $35,000. But the thing that excited me the most was I had a chip of paint. Brought $2,000. All it was a chip of paint.
Of red paint.
A chip of red paint.